2. May the fattest and least stupid man or woman win. Hiccup's father and grandfather came over to the boys to wish them luck. Hiccup's father, Stoic the Vast, O hear his name and tremble Ugh, was the chief of the Hairy Hooligan tribe. He was built in the traditional Viking mould, 6.5 feet high, belly like a battleship, eyebrows blowing in the breeze like a couple of large hamsters doing cartwheels. He was horribly hearty and full of the joys of spring.
"Fabulous day for a swimming race,"
he roared happily.
"I'm not sure I agree with you,"
wheezed old Wrinkly, Hiccup's grandfather, who was one of the judges in the competition. He was a wrinkled old oyster of a man whose ancient back had been blown into a hoop by 90 years of archipelago gales. His long, tangly white beard trailed behind him, picking up shells and seaweed as it dragged in the sand. Old Wrinkly had been trying to persuade Stoic not to take part in the race.
"I have been looking into the future and the omens are not good,"
whispered the old man.
"Nonsense," pooh-poohed Stoic the Vast. "Everyone knows you're hopeless at looking into the future, old Wrinkly. Now, I'm obviously going to win the race,"
said Stoic, who didn't do modesty.
"But Hiccup, I would like you to beat Snotface Snotlout and that sort of thing."
Snotface Snotlout was Hiccup's cousin. He was a good foot and a half taller than Hiccup, incredibly muscly and tough, and better at Hiccup at practically everything. Hiccup had no chance of beating him in a swimming race. But Stoic often didn't notice things like that. Stoic gave Hiccup a kindly biff on the shoulder.
"I know you can do it, son," he said enthusiastically. "You may be small, but you're wiry, and your legs might be just a trifle on the skinny side, but you've got the old horrendous haddock fight in those knobbly knees. All you have to remember, lad," said Stoic, taking Hiccup by the shoulders and looking into his eyes, "is one thing. Repeat after me. Keep kicking."
"Keep kicking," said Hiccup slowly.
"Louder,"
bellowed Stoic, punching the air. "Keep kicking," shouted Hiccup, punching the air too.
"That's the spirit," beamed Stoic. "I know you'll make me proud. So don't let me down now."
And he marched off, beaming happily. Both old Wrinkly and Hiccup sighed as they watched Stoic bustling off.
"He's a good lad, Stoic, really,"
wheezed old Wrinkly.
"But he never, ever listens."
"No," agreed Hiccup sadly. "He doesn't. I haven't got a hope of beating Snotlout." Old Wrinkly turned his bright, razor-shell-sharp eyes on his grandson.
"We'll see," said old Wrinkly. "Now, this is very important, Hiccup. Have you got your ticking thing?"
"Yes," answered Hiccup, surprised. The ticking thing was a strange round object with a front that was hard and transparent like ice. Behind it were all these rune numbers set in different circles and at least 7 arrows all different colours.